Flowers give color to any event, without a doubt. But behind the screens, it's quite a challenge to select the right flowers and plants for your event. Lise Martens gives a few tips. Hi Lise, welcome in our studio.
Hi Kevin.
Flowers, they make your event look colorful, but it's not only for decoration that you can use them.
No, there's actually three uses in an event for flowers. Firstly, you have when you're having food and drinks, then you have small table decorations, whether mm-hmm. it's a cocktail table or a dinner table. And then, of course, there's the room itself, the hall itself, or the stage, which you can enliven with flowers. And then there's the flowers for the people who have to speak, or the artists.
Oh yeah, I always forget
to thank them at the end. So that's actually three different kinds of applications where you can use flowers. Yeah.
To select the right flowers for an event, that's also not that easy.
It's not easy, but it's. On the other side, it's rather thankful, because if you have a logo or a house style with a certain color in it, then it's quite easy to use that color, for instance, red or yellow, mm-hmm. in the flowers you use. If you're having cocktail tables with just a small glass with a few flowers, but you're repeating the colors from the logo, then your branding is actually even more fierce at that moment, because subconsciously, your clients will see the color of your logo, of your house style, and they will just take it home with them. So mm-hmm. Flowers can actually enhance the power of your event. They can actually help to give your branding another boost.
And can you put every flower on the table?
Well, for flower decorations, when you're having a dinner table, they're quite a number of rules. For instance, don't make the arrangements too high, because you don't want to put up a screen between yourself and the person you're speaking
to. Sometimes it can be helpful. But
if you don't want to speak to that person, it can be very helpful indeed. But the rule is keep it low. Don't use too fragrant flowers, because when you're eating and drinking, what you need is your smell. You want to smell the soup and the sauce and the wine you're taking. But if the flowers are too fragrant, like lilies or freesias, then that will interfere with your smelling sense for the food. So use neutral flowers, like, for instance, roses. The roses that are grown now in hothouses, they unfortunately don't smell anymore. So they are.
But for an event, that's perfect.
They are much safer now. Yes, indeed. Don't use flowers, or don't use berries, for instance, that are poisonous. Because if you have children around the table and they would think of it as, oh, some nice fruit, and they put it in their mouth, that's something you don't want.
And what about allergies?
Many people are allergic to flowers, but that's also something that is very closely related to the fragrancy. Flowers that are very smelly, like lilies, mm-hmm. for instance, well, those are the flowers that actually cause a lot of allergies. Again, roses, they are very safe. Not many people are allergic to roses.
What I do see a lot of times on an event is backstage, before you have to go on stage, you see the flowers for the speakers lying on the ground.
And then my heart is bleeding when I see those bouquets on the ground. There's this one person who is responsible for the flowers, and he gets the flowers hours before the event starts at the florist, and he puts them behind the stage. Not in water, not in a bucket of water, just lying there on the ground. And then the event takes a couple of hours, and then the artists or the speakers, they receive their flowers, and they're still looking okay. But then these people would like to stay, of course, a couple of hours at the event itself, have a drink, have a bite to eat. And then they go home. And in the very best of cases, they put it in water right then when they come home. But sometimes they leave it for the day afterwards. And then if you put the flowers in water, they're going to drop their heads.
And then that's the fault of the florist.
That's a bad florist. So what happens if a stem of a flower is without water for a couple of hours? It's like a bottle of wine where you put a cork on. There's no possibility that water is going to enter that stem again. So in an ideal world, you would have to cut all the stems for at least 1 centimeter. But who is going to do that? I don't think anybody does that. So please, if you have some beautiful bouquets, if you spent money on beautiful flowers to give to the speakers and the artists, put them in a bucket of water. You go the extra mile for your suit, for your shoes, for the food. Well, go the extra mile for the flowers, okay, also.
We will take care of them, Lise. Thank you very much for coming over.
Thanks.
And you at home, thank you for watching our show. I hope to see you next week.